Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The right and wrong way to wear the flag. Should you even be wearing the flag at all? Jeff Bennett is from the American Legion, working in the Americanism program
I mean, that's double right there, Anna. That feels like this is definitely somebody we should be talking to. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for being here. You know, there's a lot of questions, I think, when it comes to these big holidays around the year is, how do we celebrate the flag? Should we be wearing it? Is that even okay?
Well, wearing the actual flag itself is not okay. However, wearing clothing that looks like a flag is different than wearing the flag. So your patriotic shirts, hats, etc., that is fine by flag code. However, you shouldn't use a retired flag or buy a new flag and make it into a shirt and wear it in any way.
Well, there's two very different types of people. People that get rowdy and they've drank too much and they're, you know, putting the American flag around their shirt like some kind of cape. I could understand where that's disrespectful. But when you have an Olympian that just won a gold medal and they get the flag and they drape it around them, is it different?
Not really. It shouldn't be used like that. However, most cases, the person who is involved is not trying by any means to show a disrespectful to the flag. However, they get caught in the moment and, you know, they're very patriotic, I think, in that moment, and they're wearing it or putting it around them as a show of pride in their country and in themselves.
Right. So, I mean, that could be both when you've, you know, won the hurdles or drinking a case of Coors Light. I mean, it could be either one of those.
What we just learned is you really shouldn't wear the flag either time.
Just to be clear, Jeff,
yes.
I mean, because you are at the American Legion and you are in the Americanism department, and again, you would know better than anybody. So the clothes, if it depicts the American flag on the clothes, that's fine. What if it's one of these ones that really looks like the flag, but it wasn't an actual flag before, like the Budweiser bikini, right? Or Kid Rock's leather jacket or something like that. Like, I mean, that's a lot of flag on one piece, but it's still okay?
Well, if it's not a flag, it does not violate the flag code.
Okay.
If it was never a U.S. flag, then it's not against flag code.
I have a question. Okay, so you know when sometimes you buy a shirt that has the flag on it, and for whatever reason, it doesn't have the right amount of stars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? And is that disrespectful to the flag to wear a piece of clothing that doesn't correctly identify the 50 stars and the 13 stripes?
No, as long as those stars represent a time when that was the flag of the United States. Let's say you bought a flag with the 13 stars for the 13 colonies. That flag is still fine. That was an official flag of the United States at one time.
Hmm.
If you had more stars than 50, then yes, there would be an issue.
I mean, what if we got it in Canada? Right.
Well, they don't. They're never joining us.
Anything's possible. All right. Come on, let's not rule it out, Jeff. Basic etiquette rules that anybody should know about the flag, right? Like, you know, what are the basics? Like, obviously, you know all the rules, but what's something that every American should know?
Just that the flag, if you're going to display it, let's say in front of your house, you know, it would be during daylight hours is the best rule of thumb. However, you can keep it up overnight as long as there is a light on it. That shows respect to the flag. No other flag should be flown as high if it's in front of your house or, you know, equal to, because that is our flag. Then the other big one is, if you do fly your flag outside your home and there's inclement weather, yes, you can fly it. However, out of respect, it's best to just pull it down and, you know, put it away and then put it back after the storms have passed.
Jeff Bennett from the Americanism program at the American Legion, thank you so much.
Thank you both.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.